Since the dawn of time, man has competed and relaxed.
Prank number 101. Go into a crowded department store. Find the store manager. Tell him that you lost your 4-year-old daughter while shopping in the men's clothing department. Describe your daughter to the manager as best you can and tell them that you think that she has a gun. When they ask you how she could possibly have a gun, tell them that you would rather not talk about that now because you're afraid that she may know how to pull the trigger. Result? You will have the department store security looking for a missing 4-year-old girl who may be carrying a gun. Continue the revolution.
Hello, I'm Gary Blair and I live in the Lincoln Park area. I apologize for disrupting your regular radio programming, but I have purchased this radio time to voice a personal complaint. Someone on my block, the 2400 block of North Sedgwick, is continuing to use my garbage cans for their own trash. This may seem like a very petty complaint to buy radio time on several stations for, but I have exhausted every other avenue I could in trying to catch this culprit. So, now I am making a public appeal to this childish offender. Please stop this immature prank of yours. If anyone listening has any idea of who this perpetrator is, please contact this station with any information you might have. I sincerely hope listeners can identify with the importance of catching such an adolescent prankster who is, in fact, wreaking a small havoc on my quiet life. The problem is that there is so much garbage being placed in my can that I have no room left for my own trash, so I have to place my bags alongside the cans in the alley. When I do this, the neighborhood dogs always rip open the bags and create a mess that I have to clean up. Every other day, it seems. I have reason to believe that this joker isn't even from our neighborhood, which makes it an even more despicable crime. This is why I have taken my complaint to the airwaves. Again, I apologize to the listeners of this station if I have inconvenienced them in any way with my petition. Thank you.
As part of this station's public service, we offer our listeners Community Chest, a place where people can simply talk about what's going on.
Hi, this is Mark Filas again. I'm here to invite you all to the Oak Park Canary Club Friday night. Smoker, we're having a party at the Oak Park VFW Hall. There'll be sandwiches, beer, homemade macaroni salad, you know, the good kind. We're going to have some belly dancing and other kinds of late-night entertainment. There will be no high-stakes poker games of any kind. And we're going to have some videos, some great videos, you know, women on the farm, animal husbandry, all that kind of stuff. So I hope to see you all there. Your proceeds will go to some charity of mine. I'll think of one by the time you get there. And I look forward to seeing you. Please bring your wallet.
Let's rethink America.
Hey, it's Terry and James again from.
Hi, Terry and James again.
Did you call here?
I tracked down. He's in a session.
Oh, okay.
I see. Okay.
Get them to pull him out. Now, there's a couple things we can do. We can certainly talk now. I would love that. Or if you would rather have both of us on, we could set up a conference call for any time you like.
Let's just get it done. Let's just get it done.
Just a slight wrinkle. It was an awkward.
Just so you know, will not be. Should this go somewhere, this project, I will not be shepherding it through the ranks here. I was just notified of my own termination here. Things are a little unsteady, but
okay.
I will be passing it on to James here, so I don't want to curb your progress here. So let's just make this phone call quick. I'm not really feeling myself.
Okay.
If I could make a suggestion, just maybe we should regroup and do this at another time.
No,
Terry,
I can handle it. I'm very professional. I just want to, why don't you give us some summation, real brief, what the project is, and then I'll, 4 years I've been here.
Sure. The project itself is kind of what we say in the first paragraph. It's about being an anti-morning show. I think at one point in time we kind of looked at it and thought maybe it could be a daily, and then we
right.
And it decided that...
No, that's exactly, I think, what we were talking about in the meeting.
Right.
They're looking for anti, though.
Uh-huh.
That is true. Yeah, the pitch is, it sounds
funny.
Here's
one other wrinkle in...
You know, I'm sorry. I'm going to step out for a minute, but I'll be in touch, okay?
Sure.
It's been very nice to meet you, and I apologize for the timing of this. It's just...
I'm terribly sorry.
Yeah, I just, it's very odd.
You know, honestly...
No, go ahead. You go ahead, and I'll come back, or...
We'll tell
I just
you
need
you
some
want.
Air. All right. I'm going to go to the lodge.
Well, here's my suggestion before you leave.
Give her address. Make sure you give your address. I'd like to send you some hats.
Great.
Okay. No, sorry about that.
That was easily one of the weirdest 15 minutes of my life.
Yeah, well, it can't be an easy time, you know?
Yeah, well, fortunately you were not here when Terry got... laid off, because I was in the office waiting for your call, and came in and gave Terry the news very summarily, which I think is unbelievable, considering that Terry's been here for 4 years and built his way up from an intern to an associate director of creative development. So,
wow.
So that's a total complete shock, but is hilarious.
I don't know that anything hilarious in that position, but
well,
I appreciate that you kept the call.
Yeah.
Hey, can we move this? Can we make this happen? I'm going to need to make some calls, so let's...
Of course.
Get in here.
Who saved? Storytellers.
I know. You don't have to deal with this.
Honestly, I think the only way to work through this is just...
If I were you right now, I would just... right now and deal with this.
No. I'm going to talk to my people and develop a game plan. I don't have a game plan, okay?
Well,
that's
I know.
My problem.
I'm just saying,
my
right
game
now,
plan right now is to do my job.
All right, but I'm saying...
This was a nice project.
I don't think she needs to deal with this. If you get this solved today, great. We can come back to this tomorrow and deal with it.
Oh, solved. What does solved mean?
Right.
Fired again?
No, maybe you go to him and you explain your situation and then they reconsider. That's a possibility.
I don't want to work
I'm
going
to
no.
go into Robert myself this, later and...
Still there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, let's just resolve this off the phone.
But I'm saying, you can go...
I'm not going to f*** her office.
That's what I'm saying. So why don't we deal with this tomorrow? Because I think this
I think you should tell her about the other project, is all I was saying. You can do what you
want.
It's your...
All right.
Screw this.
No.
Screw this.
No. I'm sorry.
Hey.
This is unfucking believable, this whole fucking day.
You're having a good one there.
Yeah, and I'm probably next on the chopping block if I...
So sorry. I so know what that feels like. Certainly not at your level, but I kind of get it.
God, what the... I mean...
Yeah.
Anyway, we have a project...
I would love to think that I'm the most important thing in your world right now, but I'm not the case. And it's cool.
Funny. It's funny you said that, because 15 minutes ago, that was the case, and now...
Well, and maybe it will be again.
You know...
So let's hope for that.
This is 15 minutes later.
Is it another show that has a similar plot line? Is it another thing?
I just got
time slot?
Taken through some vortex of time warp continuum, and now 15 minutes later, I'm in a different world or something. All right.
Wow.
Anyway, let me just... Terry brought up a good point. We do have another project in the work called... That was...
I really need to use my phone.
All right, you know what?
Call me tomorrow.
Can I send
you?
I want to send you a bag or something. You've been very sweet, and we sort of
I'm sorry, but
put our personal life on top of you.
No, don't be silly.
No, I want to send you a bag.
Great.
Let me grab a pen in my former office. Go ahead.
Send you a nice bag.
Four
cold out there today?
Sorry?
Is it cold out there today?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, it's real cold up in the upper offices here. Let's definitely try and set this up for tomorrow.
That'd be awesome.
I don't want to get your hopes up beyond the fact that this is an awful company to work for, but we do have another project called which is about rock stars.
I was telling her about that. But you know what? Let's totally deal with this tomorrow. You're obviously pissed off right now, and this is not fair to anybody.
I'm sorry.
Because I'm going to have to continue to work here.
I'm sorry to both of you. I really am.
I'm just saying, let's get off this line and free up
the way to the world
to deal with
this
situation.
And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
We'll get it straightened out tomorrow.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. You too. I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah. All right. So we'll touch base tomorrow.
I'll call you tomorrow.
Oh, great.
Bye.
Exit light, enter night. Take my hand. We're off to Never Never Land. Enter, Sandman. Please enter. JH means that death is waiting for us, each and every one of us. So why not embrace that thought? High five that thought on the way to the grave, mofo.
Hi, my name is Michael Marco. I'm a writer, I'm a director, I'm an editor. I'm also a huge Metallica fan. Back in my college days, I thought I knew everything there was to know about Metallica. But I was wrong. It was then that I met a man, nay, a god, that would change my life forever. His name, Dr. Phil Sanders. His class, Metallica 101. Last fall, my production team and I went to my alma mater to film Dr. Sanders while he worked.
Prodigal son.
What I was hoping to capture that day was just that hope.
There you are, full of hope.
Oh my goodness, look at me.
Young Metallica neophyte.
And I believe I did.
You don't mind
if
I...
true.
I light a candle.
No, no, please do.
Helps me think.
Yeah.
Metallica changed my life. I was on my way to being a gynecologist. Hard to believe, right?
I was a medical student, 1980s, somewhere in the mid-80s, and I was doing a residency on a psych floor, and I heard one of the patients listening to Sanitarium, and it just sort of spoke to me. It encapsulated, here I was in a sanitarium, pretending to be the sane one, in a supposedly sane world, listening to the only true vibration in the universe, which was this band. And I took my, you know, scrubs off, and I said, I can't do this. I have to follow this band.
Where were you, Doctor, on Black Wednesday?
Much better now. For those of you who don't know, Black Wednesday is, of course, February 22nd, 1989, the Grammys. It is the evening that Metallica lost to Jethro Tull for Best Album of the Year. as you know, I was in rehearsals with some students here on campus at a theater. We were rehearsing what would later become our Master of Puppets musical. And we had pulled a TV into rehearsal, and I had brought in some bottles of champagne, perhaps, obviously, wrongly so.
And the winner is, crest of a name, Jethro Tull. Jethro Tull.
I guess the happy ending to this would be that the next year, they did win, and yes. Lars got to say...
You gotta thank Jethro Tull for not putting out an album this year, right?
Thank you, Jethro Tull, for not releasing an album. I often wonder if he wrote that or if he just came up with that. Knowing Lars, I bet it was spontaneous.
Yeah.
This is Professor Sean Miller. He is a professor here at the university. He teaches classic rock 101.
That's right. Dr. Saunders, how are you?
I'm excellent today. Sean, how are you?
I'm good.
Sean has a interest in over 1,000 bands, and he tries to teach them in 9 weeks.
Yeah, well, it's an overview. It's just a 101. It's sort of an introduction.
It certainly is over.
You know what? Let's not get into this now.
Let's agree to disagree, Sean. This is neither the time nor the place.
You're only teaching one band.
Oh, let's not get into it here. Okay,
Sean.
Why don't
we get into it here?
You know where I stand on your curriculum. Why fill the kids' heads up with 10,000 different band names when they can't even understand one? I say, if you want truth, spend time studying Metallica.
You know what you're doing? You're doing a fantasy band camp is what you're doing. You're not teaching them anything.
God damn it, Sean. You used to believe in Metallica.
I liked Metallica. I believe in their existence. Not trying to fill my students' heads with fantasies that are not going to happen. Your class isn't being renewed for next year.
What?
Your class is not renewed
says
for next
who?
Year. Says Worcester. Says Dean Worcester. That's what he thinks of it. We're expanding the classic rock curriculum. I'm sorry to be, you weren't supposed to know about that until after the semester, but there it is.
I doubt okay? that.
Well, don't.
I don't think my alumni will allow that to happen.
The very next semester, Metallica 101 was canceled due to rumors that Professor Sanders was having an affair with one of his students. Dr. Sanders was forced to leave the university in shame and never to return. They put up posters so everyone would know if he did. But none of that matters, because wherever he may roam, he'll always ride the lightning, fight fire with fire, and master the puppets. But one thing he'll never do is fade to black.
I don't think Metallica's angry. I don't think they're hitting us with a blunt weapon. I think they're challenging us to look at the world as it is and to speak truth.
Prank number 106. Go into an upscale supermarket and go up to any well-dressed customer, preferably a businessman. Ask him if he works there at the store. When he replies that he doesn't, insist that he does and ask him where the whole wheat bread is. If he gets angry at your insistence, then tell him you will pretend that he doesn't work there if he will just tell you where the whole wheat bread is. Continue until the first punch is thrown. Goal: you'll have started a fight in the supermarket. Continue the revolution.
Weekdays at 3:30 on ABC is party time, because we've got America's hottest new game show, Robot for a Day. Contestants compete for an opportunity to be transformed into a robot for a day. Winning contestants keep their body, but all their brain functions are taken over by a computer, leaving them virtually mindless. For a day. Join your host, Archie Pottery, and the studio audience as they play video Pong inside the winner's brain. You could be the lucky daily viewer that gets to create a personalized greeting card using the winner's mind. ABC is out to get you. You better watch yourself. New from Fury, a board game for the whole family called Shut Up, Hemingway. Players roll dice and draw cards that have quotes from Hemingway novels. Each player then has to recite the quote.
Wouldn't it be pretty to think so?
Or,
there is never any ending to Paris, and the memory of each person who has lived in it differs from that of any other.
When the player has finished reciting the quote, all the other players scream, Shut up, Hemingway! The game continues until one player becomes so aggravated from people telling him to shut up that he starts a fight with one of the other players. You can create your very own living room brawl. The last person standing wins the game. Hey. New from Fury, it's Shut Up, Hemingway! In Toy Stores now.
Hello, this is Gary Blair from Lincoln Park again. Apparently many of you heard my last message and thought it humorous to antagonize me more by cleverly finding out my address and leaving your garbage in my cans like the original culprit. Regardless of the humor content, the results of this citywide prank has placed my home under inspection by the health department. I am also quite furious about the fact that people have vandalized the small plywood house that I built in the alley to protect my cans. The padlock was obviously sheared by some bolt cutters, and somebody hauled the entire door away. Need I remind the residents of this city that vandalism and theft are still illegal? I have also been ordered by the Neighborhood Watch Committee that I have 1 week to correct this problem, or they will begin fining me for blocking up the alley with my hundreds of bags of garbage. As a result of this mess, I now have rats and raccoons living in my garage. I find it sad the citizens of this city have nothing better to do than to load up their car with garbage, drive it all the way to my house, and dump the garbage in my alley. From now on, listeners, my alley will be guarded 24 hours a day by a bank security company that is licensed to carry weapons. I will also prosecute anyone that is caught dumping trash in my alley. I ask this city to please leave me alone. Thank you.
We're live here at City Hall, where the mayor has just held a press conference to announce to the public that he is afraid of ghosts. In my 10 years of covering this city's political scene, I've never seen anything like this. Reporters are baffled down here as to whether the mayor was serious or completely losing his mind. When fielding questions about this announcement, the mayor maintained his seriousness. When asked why he felt this was an important issue for the public to know, the mayor said that it has been on his mind a lot lately and thought there might be others out there who'd experienced the same fear. Word has it that the mayor's aides cautioned him against this move strongly and were in fact as puzzled as the public as to the origin and urgency of this message. There is serious question here as to the mayor's mental health. In my opinion, Jim, the leading political figure in our city, has possibly had a nervous breakdown. This is Bob Cooper reporting live from City Hall.
As part of this station's public service, we offer our listeners Community Chest, a place where people can simply talk about what's going on.
Hi, I'm Mark Filas. I have a lovable adult female baboon for sale. She likes toast and can roll her blade and loves to whistle, but is unpredictably violent and prone to biting, and sometimes throws plates and rips up very important documents. I would like to sell this animal to someone that has a big backyard and could give her a good home. She goes by the name of Serengeti. Please get in touch with the station. No PETA people or any zoo workers. I don't need that. Thank you. Let's remake America.
Hold on, I'm going to put you on speaker, all right? Hold on.
Yes.
I just
John, said... that's totally inappropriate. Totally inappropriate and wrong.
That's your sister-in-law?
What did she say?
She's totally freaking out.
Why?
Because, you know what? She doesn't sell shows. This is her first pitch ever. She pitches to me. She's neurotic anyway. And so, like, she all of a sudden thinks that somebody's stealing her idea, and, like, she's panicked.
What do you mean stealing,
stealing it?
She's totally panicked.
Why?
We said we were from
I know you said you were from but you're totally fucking with her.
What did she say
to
you?
What did she say, though?
Oh, you guys are really fucking with me in a way that's so not good because my sister and I know you wouldn't know this, but we have, like, this weird fucking relationship anyway, and, like, guys, this is so not good. Can you please do me a favor?
We'll call her back.
Please call her and apologize. And
yes.
But we didn't, like, do anything except do a thing where we took her pitch and then had her call back. And then when she called back, we had said that...
I know, but you have to understand that this is... Like, she's sensitive anyway.
But there was no stealing idea thing.
No, we never said we were going to steal her idea.
She's just confused as to what's going on. Uh-oh. And I had
what did she say to you? She say that some guy got fired?
Yeah, she told me that they first, they were really excited about the pitch, which was wrong anyway, because now she's all up in arms about the damn show anyway. And it's a show I'm going to pass on, but I don't, you know what I mean? Like,
I know. I didn't know it was your sister-in-law.
Obviously, but you don't do stuff like that, John. It's inappropriate.
I know. Well, we'll call her right back.
Please call her back.
We'll call her right now and just say that we're...
Yes, that you stole it off my desk or something and that it was totally wrong and inappropriate.
We'll say we were doing a show for,
They're doing a parody. Tell her you're doing, like, a hidden camera show.
A phone prank show.
Parody. It's a prank show and we thought that, you know, whatever. But then I called you and told you that you were my sister-in-law, that you knew it was inappropriate.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thanks, guys.
Sorry.
Sorry.
That's right. Bye.
Phone futs. I can't believe it was her sister-in-law.
Hello? Hey.
We're sorry. Did we just talk to...
Yeah?
We just talked to...
Where you work at also?
Yeah.
I'm working on, like, a phone call prank show.
Yeah.
And we're not in development. We're just working on the show where we happen to use your pitch for no other reason than it was on someone's desk.
Yeah.
To call you, and we should have... We did it the wrong way. We should have called you first and told you we were going to do it, but then we're trying to work we've made like 25 calls today where we're calling and pranking people about two people from who prank people.
Yeah,
we're pulling pranks on
people. We usually have to get every call approved because we've been doing so many of them today. We didn't get this one approved.
Gotcha.
So we just called you out of the blue, and we apologize if it upset you.
No, it's cool because
we're not even... And it had nothing to do with your pitch, which I'm sure is fine. We just used the title because it was sitting there and your number was on it.
Gotcha.
So are you very upset? We won't use it at all. We won't use that phone call.
I appreciate it. I need to know that that's true.
That's totally true.
And I need to take these other calls now. But thank you for calling me back.
All right. Sorry.
Sorry.
Hello. This is Gary Blair from Linkin Park again. I'm not going to beg. Perhaps some of you resent me because I have enough money to purchase radio time on popular radio programs. Well, I certainly don't think that that is reason enough to form angry mobs of hundreds of people to drop garbage in my backyard. What happened in my alley last night was some of the ugliest human behavior I have ever seen. Worse, I'm sure, than the French Revolution. And for what cause? For the right to throw garbage in my backyard? I never dreamed that my radio appeal would cause such a riot. People getting drunk, urinating on my house, using vulgar language that was beneath a sailor. And how could one security guard and myself turn back such a mass of humanity? And then several of you had the nerve to dismantle my deck. If you need the lumber that badly, then just take it. And keep my mailbox, too. Because I'm moving to the suburbs, where people are decent and respectable, and I can just be alone. Thank you.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.